On Wednesday's front page, leading insurance companies are looking for big increases for 1.3 million New Yorkers. This comes on the heels of a new study that says premiums have risen 9% nationally. Christians in Syria are worried they'll face reprisals if President Bashar al-Assad steps down.
And protesters across Europe who don't have much faith in politicians or the political process.
I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says leading insurance companies are looking for big increases for about 1.3 million New Yorkers. That sets the stage for a battle with state regulators who have new power to reject excessive rate hikes. It also comes against a much broader backdrop. A new study says that nationally there's been a sharp rise in the cost of health insurance. Since the Obama administration's health care overhaul, premiums have climbed 9%. That's faster than in past years and also faster than wages. The study was done by the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation. It says the average annual premium for family coverage through an employer now costs just over $15,000. Also on Wednesday's front page, protesters around the world have something in common. They're suspicious of traditional politicians. They also don't have that much faith in the ballot box. In Spain, where demonstrators in Madrid touched off a nationwide protest in May, 27-year-old Marta Solana says her generation is the first to say voting is worthless. Christians in Syria are worried a change of power there could bring on reprisals from conservative Sunni Muslims. Many Christians say President Bashar al-Assad remains predictable at a time when unrest has Christians in Lebanon and Iraq on the run. Some Syrian Christians worry the struggle to get rid of Assad will turn into all-out civil war. Town Clerk Rosemary Belforti of Ledyard, New York, believes homosexuality is a sin, so she won't officiate at same-sex marriages. Now, a lesbian couple has gone to court claiming they didn't want to wait for an appointment with a deputy clerk who would officiate. And their lawyer says state law requires Ms. Belforti to officiate at same-sex marriages. She says state law protects her right to hold her job and her beliefs. Inside Wednesday's Times, German Chancellor Angela Merkel showed some of the passion for saving the euro that her critics say has been missing. She urged German legislators to support aid to Greece for their own good. Times correspondent Nicholas Kulish says Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is in Berlin for talks.
The Greeks have been trying to convince their European partners, as well as international organizations like the IMF, that they've got their house in order and that money that's given to them won't simply be wasted. Meanwhile, in Germany, there's been a major debate over whether or not it's even worse throwing good money after bad. I think that people really hope that the Greeks make the cuts that they've promised, the Germans not only pass the bailout fund expansion, but get the other members, such as Finland, in line who need to as well, and that they can maintain the stability necessary, convince the financial markets that this is headed in the right direction, and slowly get back on track. A lot of analysts and experts believe that if the German parliament doesn't back the deal to expand the bailout fund, that could lead to even more chaos on the financial markets and could ultimately even lead to an unwinding of the euro currency. So a lot is at stake here.
Times correspondent Nicholas Kulish. Yemen's defense minister survived an assassination attempt. A suicide attacker detonated a car bomb next to his convoy in the port city of Aden. The government blamed what it called terrorists from al-Qaeda. It was the second time in less than a month that Defense Minister Mohammed Nasser Ahmed has walked away unhurt. Last month, two of his bodyguards died when their vehicle hit a landmine. In Afghanistan, a suicide car bomber took aim at a grocer who sold cooking oil and bread to the police. It happened in the capital of Helmand province. The message was to discourage anyone from doing business with the Afghan security forces. But the two people who were killed had no apparent connection to the merchant. Here in New York, former Mayor Edward Koch endorsed President Obama for 2012. Koch had been so unhappy with the president's policy on Israel that he endorsed Republican Bob Turner in the recent race for the congressional seat vacated by Anthony Weiner. Koch now says the president won him over with his speech at the UN opposing the Palestinians' bid for statehood. In Rugby World Cup play, England beat Romania 67-3, New Zealand beat Japan 83-7, and South Africa beat Namibia 87-0. Wednesday's Times says the lopsided scores are no surprise. The elite teams dominate World Cup play. There are 10 of them, but there are 20 teams at the World Cup. That leaves half the spots for lesser teams that don't have a chance. They don't mind. They're there mostly to help popularize rugby back home. Like a rolling stone. Well, now it's Bob Dylan's paintings that have people talking. A Manhattan art gallery described them as a visual journal of Dylan's travels in Asia, including first-hand descriptions of street scenes and architecture. Some fans are questioning whether some of the paintings are really based on his own experiences and observations or on photographs that are widely available, but that Dylan didn't take. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.